One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And a five, and a six, and a five, six, seven, eight. It's episode 24. It's episode 24. It's episode 24. Come have fun with us.
That's the episode 24 song.
It's very song.
That sounded a little bit like a like a 90s sitcom. Like
a little bit.
Welcome to Meet the Jeffs.
Yeah.
You know, we have a limited amount of time on this episode because of the previous episode's lateness situation. But I think we have enough time to provide a high quality show for you. We were just going to, we could discuss the thing that we were just discussing, but just not talk about names. Just talk about the effect.
Oh, we were talking about Drew Afualo and how she...
And how powerful she is.
Yes.
And how it is very impressive. And what I like about her is how honest she is with the audience. She's straight up. She's like, the reason why I can do this is because y'all keep coming at me. She's reactionary. And it's anybody who like sort of like tries to insult her, go after her online, like... It's literally her job to make you look like a jackass.
Yeah, I mean, going after, like, it's very easy to, I always say, like, you should monetize your hatred.
Yes.
And that's, like, kind of what she's doing, you know? Like, if you send hate to her, like, she doesn't care about the hate.
Correct.
She's just going to laugh about it and then make money off of it.
Correct. And whether you...
As you should.
And whether no matter what sort of moral side you're on, you need to understand that that's the brand. You know what I mean? The hate makes her make more videos. And whether you agree with her or not, she's skyrocketed to like a very high level where she's invited to like creators conferences and like arguably is making a shit ton of money because men are allergic to... not running their mouths at her, I guess.
I know. And it was funny because like one of the things they always said was like, oh, well, she's not married. And then and her boyfriend like proposed to her recently.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
there you go.
And
anyways, I do think it's a very interest. What she's done is I feel like she's sort of like a bit of a balance of the scales between like, let's face it, the men and women will always sort of snipe at each other in different ways. You know what I mean? From anything from body shaming to shaming height to whatever, like the sexes will always snipe at each other. But I think she does represent like an element of balancing the scales. Because a lot of ladies, when they get insulted by dudes, like they're usually too timid to be honest, like to do anything about it. Like they're scared of how they'll be interpreted. And so a lot of people don't really fight back. And I think she represents a lot of that sentiment.
When I started posting online, that was like one of the first things that I started doing was like anytime a man said something stupid, I was like, oh, yeah, I should turn this into a funny thing and make money off of basically you getting harassed by whatever. Yeah.
But you're a funny person. You're able to do that. I've made videos with like friends of mine before who aren't really like in the social media space, and the video will go viral and there'll be like a bunch of positive comments, but like one mean thing, like, I don't think she looks great. And they get sad. Yeah. And it makes me feel bad about it. And I was like, oh, that's just the internet.
Oh yeah. You can't, cause like, it's just like, I don't even like understand like being a person that like goes into comment, like people's like, and like leaves comments like that. I'm like, that is so weird. You have to be such a loser.
Well, sometimes you can look at their profile and they look exactly like
you look like you're lonely under a dresser or something. Yeah. And then when you're dusting it out, it's like, what are you doing there?
Yeah,
like,
if someone's posting on my videos enough that I notice them consistently hating, That's fine. But when they start to go into like reply on people, that's when I'll click on their profile. Like if somebody says like, oh, I love that video. And somebody comments like, well, he's really just a big jerky McJerky face. And I'm like, you're not even leaving. You're not only leaving your own comment, but you're like going out of your way to like tell my fans that you don't like me. Let's click on that old profile and see what you got going on. Oh, great. You look exactly like what the last guy was, who is a single man with no following and no fucking friends in your videos. And you have some odd, and here's the one through line. No matter what they look like, age, height, whatever, they all are trying to do a thing. Like they're all like, they want to be a streamer, or they've been posting music or something, and it just fucking sucks. It's never taken off. And I'm like, huh, 314 followers. You've been posting since, okay, 2015. Yeah. So this is how you spend your time, just fucking hating on me. At least, you know, you and I are similar. I monetize my hate. I hate the kindness creators. I make video after video after video about it.
That's different, though. Oh. I'm monetizing hate that I receive. You hate something and then you like...
No, that is different. You're right.
it's different. Like you just hate a thing and then you're like, I'm going to make a video about how much I hate this thing.
Yeah, and I hyper-focus on it for a while.
I guess like technically it is monetizing hatred, but like...
It's different.
It's different from, yeah, I just receive a bunch of hate. I'm not even going to say his name, but I was with a friend the other night in New York, and he was like reading off like hate comments and stuff that he receives, and he was like laughing about it. And I'm like, man, like he was laughing about it in a way that I was like, it seemed like he was hurt by it. And I was like, so none of us laughed about it. And then he was like, oh, come on, you guys. I'm like, yeah, but it's like the way you're delivering it, it just sounds like, you know, it sounds like you're hurt by it, man. Like,
so it's about how you're saying it.
Yeah, it's about how you're saying it. Like, if you said it like you didn't give a fuck, then I think people would laugh. But like,
so he was like, well, check out this comment, guys. Check out this comment. You should stop making content. It's funny, right?
It sounded like he was just laughing through the pain. I'm like, that's why, well,
maybe,
man.
Maybe he needs that. Maybe that's therapeutic for him.
Yeah.
You know, some people got thick skin, and if you're going to be any sort of content creator, like, you need to have the thickest fucking skin.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It reminded me of what's happening. Do you know what's happening right now with like H3H3?
No, but why don't you tell us?
Oh, God. So like Ethan Klein and has been like kind of off his rocker for like a while now. But he just got... when I was doing Creators for Palestine, there was like there was this girl Frogan, and she's like a Twitch streamer, and then Caprice on Poppy, and like they were the like the two kind of like they were two of like the heads of that. Yeah, so like we were all working together, and like they just got banned on Twitch for 30 days because of like some stupid shit, because like Ethan Klein was trying to say that they were like anti-Semitic for saying something about like they were like making fun of like Sabra hummus.
Who's that?
Sabra, you know, like the hummus that you get in the store. Like
oh,
Sabra.
I thought that was a name. I'm such an idiot. I was like, is that the name of a person?
Sabra hummus. Sabra, you know, hummus. The OnlyFans girl. Yeah, the Israeli OnlyFans girl.
So they were making fun of a dish.
They were making fun of like Sabra hummus because like it's Israeli, mm-hmm. And like not good hummus.
Got it. So it's a bad hummus.
Yeah.
So it's a brand.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. And like Ethan Klein went like fucking like he was like, I was in New York, and then like my friend Hassan was like, look at Ethan's story on Instagram. And I was like, he was like, just look, it's like craziness. And it was just like Ethan Klein posting about like Sabra hummus like over and over and over and over again. Because
in like a trolley way?
No, because okay, here's the context. Is that there was like some sort of like panel where like or like it was on the Arabs podcast, which is like where Capri and Frogan are like they mm-hmm. have their podcast. They had like a thing where they were like ranking streamers or something, and it was like it was called like do they have Habibi pass, like Habibi is like a Arab,
it's like
word.
An Arabic word for like friend.
Yeah, so they were like ranking, and it was like the highest rank, and then the lowest rank was like Sabra hummus basically, and Ethan was on that, which means like no, he doesn't get a Habibi pass. And so
now it's a big fight.
And so then he was like, this is basically saying that you hate Jewish people.
Oh, got it.
And ugh. Everyone was like, what? No.
Oh.
And so then he was just posting about, cause like also people were like, there's like a boycott because,
it was a boycott of the product.
Yeah. Because Sabra is, like an Israeli company. And so then he just like went off. He's just been like going crazy on his, and it's so great. And he used to be cool. He used to be cool, I think.
I mean,
like,
I don't really watch too much H3, to be honest.
Like, I didn't either, but familiar. Like he, but like from what I had seen, I was like, oh, he seems like a cool dude, and then he just like went off.
Yeah, to be honest, he seemed like a cool dude for a while. Some people have tried to get me on his podcast. They've mentioned me on their podcast several times.
Yeah,
and I've contacted them, and so has my manager. But maybe they're not actually interested. But maybe it's better, you know, if he's spiraling.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. But
oh, I wouldn't recommend.
Oh, geez. I guess I got to check this out. Jesus Christ.
It's just crazy. Yeah, he's been going after like Hassan Piker and stuff. It's been like a...
God, I try to stay out of all major YouTube-y drama.
But that's the thing is like you get... There's a lot of... this. I brought it up because we were talking about like hatred online. Yeah, like
but
they
can make a lot of money off that hate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the viewership increases on all sides when there's a fucking battle.
And like so much of it is based on like controversy that they're in. And so, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's also boosted by like it's a very heavily, you know, contested political situation as well.
Yeah, I'm like, that's stressful. That's a stressful life. Whereas we just go to the joke store and we joke.
They're not doing it to just make money. They're also
like they're passionate about the things that they're talking about. But it's like so often it's like it just there ends up being a lot of controversy, and then it's like you have all these like fans that go into each other's like
comments and
fight each other and like Discord servers.
No,
and
hate is an amazing moneymaker. If you can monetize a group, and that sucks, man. I don't even like even thinking about the implications of what I just said. But you know, like let's be honest with each other. Like a lot of these sort of alpha male bro podcasters have mobilized men who just generally hate women. Like they are able to monetize off of this very impassioned group who believes they've been wronged by girls and they need to become extremely wealthy in some sort of weird revenge fantasy. And they end up being used as just cash cows for the guys at the top of essentially a pyramid scheme at the end of the day. But they've mobilized hate, you know. We all, I guess in a way, like we're all sort of financially benefiting from hate in like slightly different ways. Drew off Willow's being reactionary, yours being reactionary. This YouTube drama, you know, hate towards major political things. Me, I just hate a very small, a very targeted minority of people online that are always in my crosshairs.
Just a very niche thing that Brad hates. Like there's so, like everything going on in the world. There's like so.
There's been a group chat about me amongst them. And one guy even said that like I didn't like another guy, even though that wasn't true.
Oh, yeah, among the kindness creators.
Like the kindness creators. Yeah. Like they talk to each other. And one guy was like, oh no, Brad hates you, even though I've never made a video about that guy. And I ended up talking to him. And it's just Nate, by the way. Just Nate. You're cool. But like I'm not, people think I hate all charity creators. That's not true at all. Like I hate false narratives. I pick on anybody who does like a really fucking dumb false narrative. It's just that the charity guys use, oh wait, I'm ranting. Serenity now. So how about that? Monetizing hate. One hell of a thing.
Wow. You just did that on your own.
Yeah. Well, whoa, look trying at to that. Self-regulate, you know?
Look at that. Look at that progress.
Trying to make emotional progress. Before I go home and I'm like, Hannah, get up. We got to do a kindness video. Like, I've been better. I did, to be fair, though, I did ask her if I could start bringing hate back into my comments. not my comments. I wanted to bring hate back into my content like 2 days ago. I was driving and I'm like, I haven't been like truly hateful in a while. I'm like, I've
can
sniped.
I be a little hateful as a treat, honey?
But the funny part is her immediate response was like, well, we've been getting along great lately. And I'm like, yeah, because I haven't let any of my hate leak into the home. but you know, I've been feeling like I can control it.
But in a way, but where is the hate going?
No, it's
hate bubbling over?
Like I need something to do with all of this profitable hate.
Is LA in like danger of having a hate?
Well, I think a hate
Chernobyl like incident. Yeah,
there's gonna be a hate incident. That's kind of funny, like the Shibuya incident. Like Brad's hate overcame all of his limits.
Like a nuclear reactor.
But I feel like when I'm very hateful online with my content, yeah, I mean, I am emotionally invested in the art of it. And yes, I do. I am in like sometimes in a bad mood as a result. But when we're moving and like when there all these other stressors are happening, like that becomes overwhelming and it becomes shitty in the house. But now that like we've sort of settled in, Zev is happy, everything's sort of steady. I'm like, everything's pretty calm now. Maybe I can bring some of the hate back and see what level I can bring it back to before the house erupts into discord. I love you, honey. I mean, we just had our vow renewals. Everything was amazing. Like, everything's been so amazing at home. I see no reason not to upset it by becoming, you know, like, I admit,
what's a little bit of hatred?
Yeah, what's a lot of bit of hatred, though, you know, to be honest. And I did come up with some ideas. I'm like, man, this is like sort of like old school level hating. And I'm like, I should ask my wife for permission so she knows it's on its way.
What a life.
And then I pitched her a couple of scripts. She's like, why do you think this way? And I'm like, I'm just trying to show people how bullshit fucking social media is. Because it was like a heroin overdose joke. And she's like, why does it have to be a heroin overdose? I'm like, it has to be the most extreme version of the thing. Otherwise, it's not funny. She's like, to you. And I'm like, yeah, but if I don't make it funny to me, what's the point? You know, I'm gonna be bitter. I'm excited even talking about it. Look at my face. Oh, this is embarrassing. Yeah, look at Brad.
Oh, this is Brad when he thinks about a heroin overdose.
No, a heroin overdose in the context of a joke where I make fun of someone else for being a bad person, which was always the core of the scumbag dad persona. Was like, by being worse than normal, I could show you how other people are actually evil. Whatever. Maybe I'm wrong on all that. But yeah, I'm very excited to sort of leak into some more attack content. Oh, maybe, man. I can get somebody to apologize. I probably won't. But, you know, who knows? It's kind of a big victory. Kind of a shorter episode today, but I think we covered a lot of ground.
No, we did.
A little bit of internet drama. We did a little bit of, you know, talking about how much we monetize hate and how much we sort of enjoy that. So tune in next time for episode 24.
Thank you
for listening. Okay.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.